worked our way down through the agenda and stopped at, we're through item nine, the review of the investment account, which brings us to item 10. Review and discussion of formal written contract request for Mesa County for disbursement of Ample Points mineral lease funds for Mesa County jail construction project. Chris?
So Craig, since the last meeting, we received shortly before the last meeting, we received a proposed agreement from Mesa County. I made some changes to that agreement in red line form and circulated them to the county attorney who's here today. In a nutshell, the changes that I made were, I would say, sort of technical, addressing some of the issues that are more of concern to the district as opposed to the county. The issues that remain in contention, as I see them, are two, really. A is the amount of the Anvil Points Fund that the district wishes to disperse to the county. The county's essentially asked for all of it. And B, what strings accompany that. The draft agreement that I've circulated to you specifies that the money would only be used in connection with improvements to the Mesa County Jail detention facility, which are planned by the county. So for planning, design work, actual construction, fixtures, equipment, so forth. And is fairly specific about that. And I understand that the county is generally agreeable to that. And I've had some discussions with Mr. Coleman about potential concerns that the county would have. I can't speak for him, he's here, as I understand it, the main concerns fell on the question of what strings would be attached by the district to the release of the funds. Our draft agreement specified, for example, that the funds would only be used on the jail project, that they would be expended within 24 months of the time they are dispersed, and that if the county was unable to expend them on the jail project as represented within that time, that the funds would come back. And I was informed that that might be problematic from the standpoint of the county. Just by way of background, historically, the district has always, all of its agreements have had multiple warranties and representations with grant recipients to say, this money is only going to be used for the things that the recipient tells us that they're going to use the money for. It's going to be a qualifying project. And there's typically a remedies clause that says, if we don't spend it the way it's supposed to be spent, that the district has remedies to recover funds and several other remedies as well. We didn't go to that level of detail in this draft with Mesa County, but I did include some language to that effect that, if you're not going to spend it within a reasonable period of time, then it comes back. And again, that goes back to the historic practice of this board and past boards that grants are to be made for shovel-ready projects to put the dollars to work in the community. And if they're not, the project isn't ready, then maybe it should be spent somewhere else. That's the backdrop to all of that. And then I guess you've got some financial data as to the district's financial position, which probably should help on that point. I'm happy to answer any other questions that you have.
Patrick?
Well, I think Chris recited our concerns, and I think from the county's perspective, and again, I haven't had a chance to sit down with my board and go over line by line on this contract. I think the big elephant in the room, obviously, is what dollars are we talking about, and until that's resolved, negotiating the contract is probably a secondary issue, but as we have repeatedly said in the past, we think this money is a different funding source than the DOLA money, and that's why we are seeking to be paid strictly through a contract rather than as part of a grant application process. So in terms of the usual rules and regulations that you all place on your grant recipients, we're not sure how those would apply in this situation. We do acknowledge that using the funds for the jail expansion, we believe, is consistent with what the purposes of the mineral leasing district are. And but in terms of putting a refund provision in there, timing is an issue because, as you know, this is probably going to be a $20 million or even a $30 million project when it's all said and done. And it may take more than 24 months from today to start construction. The county has committed over $1 million for the design phase to come up with construction drawings that would allow us to go out to bid on the construction project, probably late fall or sometime next spring. But you know, a lot could happen between now and then, and certainly the county may, you know, they have a number of different funding options, some of which may require a vote of the public, which could go down to defeat and take a year of planning, and then you gotta go back to the drawing board. And so committing to a 24-month time limit, I think, would be problematic, just from the standpoint of, you know, and they may use all the money this year, but I know the commissioners have appropriated funds for the design work that they've already committed by contract. So that this fund, whatever funding this board gives to the county would be in addition to what's already been appropriated. So whether or not they would just shift money around and spend the mineral lease district money on the design portion, I'm not sure how that would work, but I know, and certainly John can weigh in, but I know the board tends to not like having other entities dictate their budgetary decisions and their appropriation decisions. Certainly, the county operates under grant funding frequently from other sources and has no problem complying with the conditions of grant funding. But I think there's certainly a philosophical and maybe a legal distinction on this situation, whether it's actually a grant funding deal or simply a transfer of funds via contract. And so, but I'm anticipating, without consulting, as to what the concerns might be. And so I think I can put this in front of the board on rather short order once they know what dollar amounts we're dealing with. And so I guess, just as a side note, to the extent you want to know that you've got a contract that you can work with, I think you could approve, if you're inclined to approve an amount, that you could include that it's contingent upon the parties reaching a mutually agreeable IGA or something to that effect, and that would allow some negotiation back and forth on the terms of the agreement.
Okay, thank you. And I'm not sure, I mean, from what I've seen on the, you know, the cost of just getting this thing up with, and the design work of it, is, I'm not sure this is, if you took all the money, it's probably not enough to pay the bill. And how we're gonna pay the rest of the bill is, you know, still being worked on. We don't wanna be in a situation like, I don't know if it's 25 or 30 years ago, when a judge somewhere told we're gonna build a new jail, and we don't wanna get in that situation. We'd rather plan on it than get ahead of the thing until it gets to the point where we're told to build a jail, and oh, by the way, you're gonna build it this big and have this many beds in a sector to raise the cost even more than we thought.
Yeah, so. And I would add, I guess, in terms of putting a specific restriction on the use of the funds for the jail, I think the county can probably make a pretty good argument that everything they spend money on is somewhat related to the impacts of oil and gas development on the county, whether it be roads or human services. You know, the most county projects are related to population growth and the demands of the community. And I think the example that was used in the past, where you funded the AstroTurf at the college, I think certainly the county probably could make an argument that almost all of their projects would at least come within that scope in terms of being impacted by oil and gas development. So, and again, I don't know, as Commissioner Justin says, perhaps this money wouldn't even be enough to cover the design and planning, but to the extent it didn't get spent on the jail expansion, if this board determines that there's a need to put some kind of use restrictions, certainly I think the county could come up, you know, with a laundry list of items, kind of general items that would fit within your statutory guidelines for the use of the funds, and you know, the county could commit to using those funds for those purposes rather than refunding it or turning it back over to the district if for some reason the jail doesn't get built.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's it.
All right, so this matter was discussed in the January FML board meeting. It was discussed in February. It was discussed again in March. It's a significant matter. It's taken a lot of thought. After the March, in the March meeting, it was determined that we would, the three of us would study this along with council and meet again in April to hopefully come up with a conclusion. To that end, one of my fellow board members requested that staff prepare a spreadsheet that delineated the three options that were being discussed. And so that we have that in front of us. Is that available?
Yeah.
Okay, so yes. It's right there. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. So everybody's looking at that. You want to give us all three options?
You need a dim lights for anybody? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll turn it
on. Okay. So the three proposed options, moving forward, option A, and Nancy, thanks for putting this together. Is that, bless you. Which one was this one? So option A would be to pay out all the money from the checking account except operating expenses needed for 2019, and then pay the remainder out of the money coming in for the in the fall, the additional money that would come out. So this is just right here, the projected and the budgeted amounts that we have, plus the new website hosting services. These are the grants approved and unpaid as of the end of March, so that's $682,743. So the total cash needed to continue operating the district through the year would be $743,682.24. The bank balance as of 3/27 was $2,364,630.75. Cash available after cash outlays is $1.6 million. and some change, and then the money requested by the county is $1,824,275.82, which would mean that we would still owe the county $203,327.31. So, and that's no grant cycles. That just basically cashes us out. We're good to go until we get another check. And the money that we got in the fall this last year for this year for grant cycles and operating the district was $737,321.58. To kind of give you an estimate. And Nancy found out that the projection for funding is supposed to increase by 19%. So that's what we're looking at for a disbursement check, is a check that's increased by 19%. But then the following 2 years, the projections are significant decrease. So the second option is to pay out all monies from the checking account minus operating expenses, and then to have $100,000 set aside for a fall grant cycle, and then pay out the remainder of any grant money in the fall. So same operating expenses that we had before. The only thing that we would do would be to add $100,000 grant cycle. And again, this is just for discussion. These are just options to review for the board to look at. So if we took $100,000 grant cycle, it would mean that we would need $843,682.24 to operate the district. The bank balance was still at $2,364,630. So if we did this, we would still owe the county $303,327.31. If we did a $100,000 grant, paid everything in the checking account except for operating expenses in that grant, we would still owe them $303,000. And then the last option is pay out all the money from the checking account except for operating expenses, plus a fall grant cycle, and then the additional earnings on the money that was in the investment account for the permanent cycle. So all this stays the same. The only thing is that the earnings that were on the Anvil points in that account was another $15,173, which means that we would owe the county another $318,500.68.
Just one point here I'd like to make. I think we've determined that this money came to the Federal Mineral Lease District, and is our responsibility to determine what to do with that money. There is no money owed to the county. I just want that.
The issue that I have in looking at these options is I'm extremely uncomfortable with that thin of a residual balance to get us into the fall when we get our money. In my opinion, the minimum that we have to have in excess of our anticipated expenses is $100,000. It would be, in my opinion, a little bit reckless of this board to just give out all the money we got. We could always, you know, declare an emergency and reach into the permanent fund, but that's the whole point of all of this discussion, is the reluctance on the part of a couple of us to reach into that permanent fund. And so I strongly suggest that we keep way more than $60,438. Whatever we decide to do here today, I think that number should be $160,438. Gentlemen?
Maybe I got different numbers here. Maybe we worked up this thing at the office, and he took into account the $100,000 for a grant this fall, and...
Oh, you want the lights back on? Okay.
And the top chart here, I believe my, I told my guy to use 700,000, but I believe he used the 727 as the projected income. And if we put 48% into the reserve fund out of our fall allocation, and this was assuming that we would get paid, whether it was 1.5 million here before too long, before that, but when that came in, if we took 48% of that money and put it in the permanent fund, that would leave us a balance to start the year out, I guess in 2020, of 180,000. One of the thoughts I had was maybe rather that if you wanted a little bit more money, rather than put in roughly 50%, put in 40%, and the closest number we got here is 39.9%, and then you would have $240,335. Well, if you want to do, say, a 30% into the permanent fund, then we would have $300,000 to operate on and to get grants up. And then that would pay, you'd pay the county what we can here, $1.5 million, I believe, to start with. And then in October, when you get the money, the balance of the money you're going to give to the county would come out of that money. But yet you would still have these are the balances you would have at the different percentages that you put into the permanent fund. Over the long term, if you put in, say, 10% or less into the permanent fund, it's not going to step a lot, other than it would give you another roughly $70,000 to the handout for grants. And if you put in, say, 30%, obviously, then you have another $140,000 for grants, and if you want to look at it that way. I think one of those three would be my preference.
There was a question about whether or not there was going to be another payment from Anvil Points. Have we received any Anvil Points money in 2019?
We did. We got it in January. It was that $120,000 check. That's included in that.
And that's reflected on your spreadsheet on that last deal there?
Yeah.
So the 1.824 reflects that.
Yes.
The last 120.
Yes.
And there hasn't been a third. Okay. Thank you.
I don't think there's good. Are you aware of any more coming back from them? I don't think we're expecting any more.
Okay.
I think the second check was a surprise.
Yeah.
Quit.
My thoughts are we do need the excess, and you know, we can't cut it that close. I've got several thoughts. One is, I think, like I said, this is, no matter how you look at it, the state granted us this money. It's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to manage it in a way befitting our bylaws. Anything we do give to the county, I think it does have to be with some restrictions on it. We're not following our bylaws, if we don't put some sort of restrictions on it. So I think, Patrick, do you think there'd be a tough time for him spending that money on the jail? On the they wouldn't be able to spend all that in one shot?
I think as Commissioner Justman expressed, just the planning and design functions, you know, we're probably going to be $2 million in before we're all done. I guess the issue maybe with the 2-year time limit more so than the limited purpose, because I think from what I've heard from all three commissioners individually is they absolutely want to use the money on the jail,
right?
And they don't have any side deals that they want to cut or spend it on, but as I said, a project of that size, you know, may be a 3 or 4 year planning process rather than a 2 year process.
Sure.
I guess philosophically, we're at a fork in the road, it seems to me like. And we got to decide, are we one, entertaining a grant request from Mesa County, or two, are we acting as a pass-through to give the Anvil Points money back to Mesa County? Even though you could argue that, well, by virtue of the grant, you're accomplishing the same thing, but philosophically, there are two different things, in my opinion. Just giving them the money because it came to us, and we're the conduit, or going down this grant road with the restrictions that you're talking about and all of that kind of stuff. I think philosophically, we got to decide which it is that we're doing here.
I think from the stuff that, from Chris's information and from what I've read on the House bill, how we were designated and how the Anvil Points money was granted to us, I think it's quite clear we're not just a pass-through, that we are the entity intended to receive this money. That looks clear to me. So I think we have to decide how much and how we will give that. You know, how much we want to give them. It's a great project, you know. Definitely know we need a jail, and it's a good use of funds. But I think we do have to. You have more history than I do, but.
John?
The thing to me is that still it's not exactly the same revenue source as the total money that comes from currently existing trillion that the money comes in, and this is something that was established, the dollars were established and used for the cleanup up there long before there was a Bedlam Mineral Leasing District. And the reason that we didn't think we had any choice, I guess we could have told Interior to send us the money, but we didn't want to risk the offset. But in my thinking, it's a whole different source of money than what we normally get.
Thanks a lot. You didn't, one of you is on one side of the fork,
and
one
of you is on the other.
Chris, can you help?
Can I help? Probably not, no. The monies that are at stake are royalties from production of oil and gas from federal minerals, federal lands. It is mineral leasing money, just like the DOLA money that we get every year. What's different about it is it's just kind of fell out of the sky because it accumulated in this account and wasn't used for the purpose that Congress originally set it up for.
But it never went to DOLA.
No, but to me that's kind of a distinction without a difference. It's still mineral lease money.
But the House bill did grant that money to us.
That's right. That's undisputed.
The House bill specifically granted the money to us.
Correct? If you had a federal mineral leasing district, there's counties that got the money without one.
That's right.
Right.
And so, you know, the money, it, my legal opinion was that the money was properly transmitted by the state of Colorado to Mesa County FMLD. The question of is this just a pass-through versus a grant, I think is an important one. I mean, I've approached this problem by saying, okay, we've essentially got an urgent request from the county for an urgent project that they want to fund and need to fund. And the district has to decide, A, if they want to fund it at all, and B, if so, how much and under what terms. To me, that sounds like a grant. It's just an unusual grant. And the other thing I would say about our grant process is it's never really been written in stone. We've moved things around. We've changed dates. There have been times when maybe projects were not, we've had differing amounts of money available to us. There have been differing projects that maybe different boards have had conceptions about what are the impacts for mineral lease or mineral development activities in Mesa County and how do we allocate those monies. There are legitimate philosophical debates on that. But.
So what I'm hearing you say is that the money is legitimately FML district money, and but we can handle this as a special grant request.
Sure.
That's what it is, as a special, because it's not, we didn't publish that we're, this is part of the spring grant program or the fall grant program. This is a special grant request. In your opinion, this is a special grant request from the county.
Yes, that's the way I would treat it. And you know, there's been a lot of discussion about, well, is it a contract? Is it a grant? And to me, that's kind of a distinction without a difference, because every grant that this body has ever put out there to another public entity has been supported by a contract that had terms and conditions that said what you can spend the money for, when you can spend it, and how. And so to me, this is just sort of a very unusual large request that you've got, and you have to decide if you know, if you want to do it.
I appreciate that, but I would also say that Patrick's arguments resonated with me. For us here in this room to dictate how soon we want that jail built, I think is ridiculous. I think we can certainly, you know, award a grant for part of the jail project, but I don't think there should be strings on that.
You know, to be fair, and to be fair to Patrick's comments, and just so the board knows, I mean, the number, spend this money within 24 months, that's for me. If you guys decide that's too restrictive, you can put a different number there, or you can say there's no time limit as to how it will be spent. The one thing I was trying to implement there is to kind of, consistent with our past practice, is to not fund projects that, you know, are not going to be built, or that are, you know, white elephants. You know, we've historically said we want to put the money where it's going to do the most good and not have half-built things.